With controversial personnel decisions for next school year looming, we talked with Pocahontas County School Treasurer Sherry Radcliffe about next year's budget. Good afternoon, Sherry. I would like to hear from you about the budget shortfalls anticipated for next school year.
So for our 24-25 budget, we're looking at several things that are being cut, which one of them is our federal money from COVID, which in this 24 year, we had a little over $1.2 million that we could use in salaries. We also had SRS money, which is our national forest monies. We went to Washington trying to get that money reapproved, but at this point, it does not look good. So that's $320,000 I'm having to take out of a budget. So that's $1.5 million right off the top. Medicaid has shortened, so I have not put any money in there yet, and I'm not sure I will. And that's only $50,000 that I had covered last year, and I don't have any of that money, so I didn't add it this year. I only want to add what I'm pretty sure I can get. And then we've had some other expenses that have been quite costly to us, which is our food program. And it has pretty much doubled in expenses, and we have less students eating, which, because we're a CEFP county, meaning all students get free and reduced lunches. So that has been a deciding factor that has made us having to cut somewhere else to fund that. Because we have, in the 24 budgets, $320,000 that we take out of our 11 fund, which is our general fund, to cover the food program. In my 25 budget, it's more like $360,000 or $370,000. When I started, it was $400 and something, and I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to meet that budget as I have it set now, just because of the rising cost of food. And we are required to have local foods, so that is more costly. We are trying to get it down with local vendors, though, in purchasing meats. We also have not received confirmation on our federal Title I programs, which it's Title I, Title II, Title IV, and Title V monies. So we're using last year's budgets. And with the increases of salaries that the state has created, that means we've got to cover more salary expenses out of those funds. And our special ed program, which is federal funds from IDEA, also, we don't have those. But the expenses in our special needs program has soared. We have people moving here that have students that require additional assistance and additional services, as well as staffing, either one-on-one or additional assistance. So those costs have created shortfalls in a budget. Then we have the Third Grade Success Act, which was approved by our state legislatures, and it said there would be funds for us. But because we're in that 1,400 category of students, we don't get additional funding. So the county state aid formula has to cover that. So last year, you had to have every aid in first grade. In 25, it's first and second, and then in 26, it'll be first, second, and third, plus our kindergartens and our preschool have to have aides. There is a number of students that you can have that you wouldn't have to have an aide in the first, second, and third grades. So if they fall below, right off the top of my head, I can't remember, it's 10 students or 12. I think it's 12. Then we're not required to have an aide in the first, second, and third. But, you know, that's additional expense. You're looking at, with insurance, that's probably a $40,000 in an entry-level person counting fixed cost. And then our PEIA went up, and that's about $2,000 more per employee this year. So those also are expenses. And then we're also having to cover, which, you know, the state gives us money for insurance and the PEIA OPEB, which is paying back old obligations. That's back in our formula again this year. We didn't have that expense last year. You know, you take all these little things and they've added up. The expenses are going up, but our revenue is going down. So we have to find ways to cover that. And if we want to do improvements on our schools, which, you know, they're 40 and 50 years old. So we're trying to do that as well. And we're trying to find grants to cover those. You know, the state tells us we should have 3 schools, not 5. Those are the things we're looking at. We're trying to do the best we can.
Be sure to listen to part 2 of this interview, where we ask Radcliffe for some additional information and clarifications. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.